calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
775, can you two?
775, and the last two digits?
32.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Roy Johnson.
I'm sorry, sir. Your first name again?
Roy, R-O-Y.
Thank you. I don't see an order for you yet. Did you just place an order or something?
Okay, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with this.
Okay, this is a third-party call center. We answer the phone for over 100 companies that sell products. So I don't see anything in your name yet.
All right, this is with, it must be T-Mobile or Survey or something, and I'm trying to figure out, they want me to give them, they say it's no purchase, but I have to put in a debit card number. Why am I putting in a debit card number if there's no purchase? Could you explain that to me?
I cannot. We don't see the order. We can't see the ad that you see. So the only thing I can see is if you request something, I can tell you what it is. I can tell you the status of it, being shipped to your home, things of that nature. I can't see an ad or an order. We don't even process orders here. So take a look at the terms and conditions and see what's what you're trying to request.
Yeah, well, it says something about an iPad Pro. And have you experienced anybody getting an iPad Pro?
Not to my knowledge, but there may be a sweepstakes or contest or something out there that may pop up.
Yeah, that's what this is saying, you know, and I'm trying to figure out, is this a legitimate thing or is it a scam?
Okay, and of
you
course with me,
what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying, but I can't assist you with that matter because I can't see it and read it for myself. So that's something that we can't do over the phone.
Okay,
but
so
we're here 24/7.
T-Mobile and ask them about it.
If they're sponsoring the ad, I guess you can. But we're here 24/7 to assist if you need further assistance after you place your order.
Go to T-Mobile and let them tell me it's a scam. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling us.